Welcome to the Dr. John Day Show, a cardiologist's guide to real food, real living, and real happiness. Are you struggling with losing weight, fatigue, depression, or conditions that have you on medications? Is your health good, but heart disease or cancer run in your family? Most medical conditions are reversible or preventable. There is a better way to live. Let Dr. Day help you to feel younger today.
Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast episode number 38, Is Dairy Good for You? Before we jump in, the usual three disclaimers that we always do. Number one, listening to this show does not create a doctor-patient relationship. Number two, do not self-diagnose or treat based on anything that you hear. Number three, on the show, we provide general information, not medical advice. So jumping into podcast number 38, is dairy good for you? Should I be drinking cow milk? A class member asked Jane last week. Do you like it? She responded. Well, yes. Then should I be drinking skim milk, 1%, 2%, or whole milk? I'm so confused. Everyone is saying different things. Listen to your body, Jane responded. It has the capacity to tell you what it needs. The problem is that we receive so many mixed messages, even mandates from so many outside sources, that we stop looking inward for the answers. For example, our government tells us that we need 3 servings of low or non-fat dairy each day. The dairy industry has convinced us that if we don't drink our milk, we will have weak bones. Medical studies here in the U.S. and abroad show that these recommendations really don't have much scientific basis. In response to many of your questions via our website and in our seminars, I will address the important question of dairy and our health. Dairy is certainly a very controversial topic, and the scientific data are not yet clear if dairy is disease-causing or disease-preventing. Let me share with you what we do know and what we don't know about dairy, along with my recommendations based on the scientific data available at this time. So before we jump into that, let me share with you my dairy story. I grew up with the typical American lifestyle. My parents encouraged me to drink milk with every meal. I thought that milk would help me grow strong bones, and I drank huge quantities of it growing up. As I got older, I began struggling with digesting my dairy. Sometimes I would have a bowl of cereal with milk and then have my stomach become bloated and hurt for hours. As I became more and more lactose intolerant, I gradually stopped drinking milk, but I still had my daily slice of pizza. Eventually, as many of you know, by my mid-40s, I found myself overweight with high blood pressure and high cholesterol. I had also developed a severe case of eosinophilic esophagitis from an unknown food allergy as well as an autoimmune disease. The eosinophilic esophagitis was so bad that at times the only thing I could keep from getting stuck in my throat were liquids. This was something that developed at a young age, and it only seemed to get worse with time. It was in this health crisis that I completely changed my diet. Knowing that dairy is one of the major causes of food allergies, I cut out the dairy along with the wheat flour, sugar, and processed foods. I also quadrupled my vegetable intake and started eating nuts, seeds, and beans or lentils every day. I'm not exactly sure what my food allergy was, but my 30-plus year history of eosinophilic esophagitis completely went away, along with being overweight, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and the autoimmune disease. Through this experience, I was left with the nagging question, is dairy good for you? So the first thing that comes up with dairy is, will dairy strengthen my bones? With the aggressive advertising, the dairy industry attempts to convince us that if we don't dutifully eat our 3 servings of dairy each day, we will have weak bones. According to the Nurses' Health Study involving 77,761 people, dairy did not protect against bone fractures. Conversely, those who ate the most dairy seemed to be at the most risk of bone fractures. In fact, study after study has shown that the risk of a bone fracture is much lower in countries like Japan or China, where they rarely eat dairy than in the United States. And so this certainly raises the question, could dairy actually be putting us more at risk of osteoporosis and bone fractures? At a minimum, it is clear that dairy is not a requirement for healthy, strong bones. The next question that comes up often is, will dairy make me gain weight and become inflamed? We know that weight gain and inflammation are among the major causes of chronic medical conditions. Indeed, heart disease, dementia, and cancer can all be caused by being overweight and inflamed. So, does dairy contribute to this problem? While well-known doctors such as Dr. Mark Hyman have argued that dairy is a big cause of inflammation and weight gain, the overall body of published medical literature do not yet support this view. Some studies do indeed suggest that dairy increases weight gain and inflammation, whereas other studies report the opposite. Until we see a preponderance of data going one way or the other, I'm going to keep an open mind about the role of dairy in obesity and inflammation. The next interesting topic that comes up is, what about gut flora and the impact of dairy on a healthy gut flora? A diet high in dairy can have a fast and significant impact on gut flora. After just 2 days of meat and dairy, we can quickly switch our gut bacteria to more bile-loving bacteria, such as Bilophila and Bacteroides. Bilophila has been associated with inflammation and gastrointestinal problems, and Bacteroides has been associated with weight gain. The ideal gut flora that promotes maintenance of a healthy weight is one where Firmicutes dominates. This gut flora is found with diets high in plant-based foods. So the best dairy for our guts may be yogurt with live bacterial cultures. Probiotics have been associated with healthier gut flora in medical studies. The next question that often comes up is, will dairy raise my cholesterol and cause heart disease? While it has long been known that dairy can raise cholesterol levels, does this translate into more heart attacks? While the data are not entirely clear, at this time, it does not appear that dairy increases the risk of heart disease. Well, a follow-up question would be, does dairy increase my risk of cancer? This has been an area of intense research. The strongest link appears to be with dairy and prostate cancer. For example, in the Physician's Health Study of 20,885 male physicians, researchers found a 32% increased risk of prostate cancer in people who ate 2.5 or more servings of dairy each day. For women, the link between dairy and cancer is just not as strong. However, one study of 90,655 women did link high-fat dairy products with breast cancer. So that's a nice segue into the next section. Should I eat full-fat or low-fat dairy? Thanks to the anti-fat movements of the 1980s, full-fat dairy has almost been wiped out of our grocery stores. However, recent data suggests that, ironically, higher-fat dairy may actually be better than low-fat dairy in preventing weight gain. And this study, along with all of the other studies that I've been referring to in this podcast, if you go on to our website at drjohnday.com, you can see these studies and look at the role of dairy in these studies. Well, what about dairy contaminants and organic dairy products? Should we go organic when it comes to dairy? Unfortunately, dairy can be a significant source of contaminants and toxins in our bodies. Too often, cows are pumped full of antibiotics and hormones, which can alter our own hormones, metabolism, and gut flora. Also, PCBs and dioxins, which are known to cause cancer, are frequently found in dairy. Many of these contaminants have prompted savvy consumers to turn to organic dairy products to avoid the hormones and antibiotics. Unfortunately, the higher heat pasteurization process used for organic dairy products may have unintended nutritional and/or health effects. So, let's talk about unexplained medical conditions and whether or not dairy may be playing a role in some of these. I know this was certainly the case, or may have been the case with me. It's not quite clear yet. But oftentimes, people have unexplained medical conditions that their doctors just cannot figure out. I know that was the case with me with my eosinophilic esophagitis. I was told by my doctor that they're often due to food allergies, but it can be difficult to figure it out, and we generally don't recommend it. Here's some steroids as well as some acid-suppressing medications to help keep it under check. Despite thousands and thousands of dollars worth of medical tests, in some cases, people just have these unexplained medical conditions that no one can seem to figure out what is going on. In situations such as these, it is worth considering food allergies. The two biggest causes of food allergies are wheat and dairy. I have seen many cases where unexplained medical conditions have mysteriously resolved when the offending food item was removed from the diet. So, as we try to wrap this all up, let me give you my personal assessment of dairy. So, to get back to our original question, is dairy good for you? Dairy is certainly controversial, and we do not yet have clear answers. The bottom line is that if you don't like dairy, there's no need to eat it, and there's no need to feel guilty if you don't do it. Conversely, if you love dairy, there is no clear and compelling data that you need to stop. So the bottom line is dairy is a personal decision. But let me give you my seven thoughts on dairy. Number one, there is no proof that dairy will strengthen your bones. Number two, there is no scientific basis to our government's recommendations that we must eat 3 servings of dairy each week. Number three, we do not know if dairy is disease causing or disease preventing. Number four, the best dairy is probably yogurt with live bacterial cultures. Number five, we do not know if full fat or low fat dairy is best. Number six, dairy, we know, is a significant cause of food allergies. And number seven, dairy is a personal decision. The bottom line, if you like dairy, enjoy it. If you do not like dairy, you do not need to feel compelled to consume it to maintain your health. If you have further questions about dairy or the role of dairy in your diet and your own health, please talk with your physician. So, how do you feel about dairy? Do you feel better with dairy in or out of your diet?
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.